to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Rant EM NXT TakeOver Dallas pre-show. I am your host, Rick Darrow. Here with me is Kid Human, Scott. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing well. What's up, fellas? How's it going this evening with everybody?
Really excited to be here. It's the beginning of a great weekend.
It's the kickoff event, man. It starts the whole weekend. Set it off right.
Yeah, a lot going to be going on tonight. Glad you're with me for the ride, buddy.
Oh, always, man. I'll ride shotgun.
Yeah, so joining us is Rage. How you doing, Rage? You good? You're hyped for tonight? I guess he's having some audio trouble over there. I got some feedback from you there.
Oh, yeah, that's my fan. It is hot as shit in here. Hold on, let me turn this off.
Yeah, oh, the boss man entered the chat room.
Nah, it's like it's really, really hot in where I am right now.
Wow. Is that Jen?
Okay, do I sound better?
Yeah. You got some sound in the background, but
well, we're driving right now, so.
So tell you what, we'll let you get your feedback in real quick, and then we'll let you go. For anyone that doesn't know, Jen is inbound to the event.
Lucky.
Yes, I am. Yeah, cannot wait.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah, a bit jealous over here on that one.
Yeah, she went to Access yesterday.
Yes, I had a blast yesterday. I saw so many, you know, Bullet Club and New Japan Pro Wrestling shirts, and I saw a Kenny Omega shirt, and, you know, gave all those people some too sweet. Got a couple of weird looks, though, but that's okay. Okay, if you're going to wear a Bullet Club shirt, if somebody came up to you to give you a too sweet, would you give them a too sweet back?
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Because the first people I did it to, they looked at me like I literally blew my nose in front of them and like shot a booger at them.
Nice.
Oh my God. I mean,
that's the look I got. And I was like, okay, whatever. Poser.
Oh my God.
They see me posing.
Oh, there was a bunch of them last night. Good Lord. It wasn't even funny.
Were they playing that song throughout the whole time?
Okay, when we first got there, they were playing it, and I was thinking, please, for the love of God, stop. I'm about to bash my head in on this freaking railing here. Because
what, Flo Rida My House? Nobody likes that song?
I can't stand it.
I mean, it's okay. But if they keep playing it over and over again, you feel like you want to bash your head in.
Yeah. I love that song. I love Flo Rida.
If I didn't hate it before, which I already did, I would definitely hate it after this weekend. I hate everything about it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because you're calling him LL Cool J.
Exactly. He is a wannabe LL Cool J.
Well, how is he a wannabe LL Cool J?
Look at him. Look.
Yeah, we can have a whole other discussion about that, dude.
Oh, whatever. You guys are just haters.
Dude, I ain't no hater.
You guys are drinking. You guys need to stop drinking the hate poison, man.
Oh, the haterade?
The haterade. No, I call it hate poison. It's hate poison.
Hate poison.
Oh, boy. Well, listen, let's get into this card a little bit, because I know you're all pumped about what's going on, and so am I, quite frankly. Any thoughts before we go into this? NXT TakeOver, what are you guys looking forward to the most?
I'm looking for a good card, you know. The card looks spectacular. I'm just looking for some damn good matches.
And what about you, Jen? What do you think is the most anticipated match on this entire card?
I would have to say the Sami Zayn Nakamura match, which I hope and pray to God they do not mess him up in any way. Because if they do, I'm going to be so pissed off. I'm probably going to punch the dude sitting next to me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that match. There's something I want you guys to hear for anyone that's not following the weekly NXTs.
Sammy, your opponent will be NXT's newest signee. One of the best in the world. This man. The King of Strong Style. He is Shinsuke Nakamura.
What do I know about Shinsuke Nakamura? In my opinion, he's one of the greatest competitors of what we do on the planet.
And what a reaction for Nakamura!
He has an ability to capture people's attention, and I went from not knowing anything about him to, after wrestling him, I became a fan of his that night.
Shinsuke had this label of the King of Strong Style, and he would do stuff in the ring that was so different than what everyone else would do.
Shinsuke Nakamura, one of the best performers I've ever been in the ring with. Very flamboyant, but at the same time, will knock your head off.
Leads back, but met with such aggression from Nakamura.
This guy is perfect for the WWE.
He's held just about every title in Japan it's possible for a man to hold.
The advice I would give my friend Nakamura is some of the advice I was given when I arrived here, and that is, Shinsuke, be yourself.
I will see you in Dallas when Shinsuke Nakamura takes over.
One thing I gotta say is very cool about this. I love the fact that they give him the yow.
Yeah, I did too. I'm marked out so much when I saw that. I was like, yes!
He's still using his yow, so that's really cool. And he still seems to be the same, you know. They wouldn't show him in those video packages doing all of his moves, his Bumbaye kick and everything that makes him good, his running knee strikes, and then just bring him out like, you know, they're not going to do that. And I know that's what everybody's worried
about. Oh, they
better
not. They better not play no freaking Kai Tai bullshit, because I'm really going to get pissed off.
Nah, I'm pretty sure it'll be fine.
I really want to see if they just, like, if they e-wash him.
Oh God! No! Don't say that.
I'm just praying they don't do that. They haven't, like, they didn't like e-wash him and like make him into some like some stereotypical like prototypical shit. Like, I hope they didn't do that to him.
You know what? We're gonna get a little bit of his music here for anyone that hasn't heard his New Japan song, because we're never gonna hear this again, and it was one of the most badass songs. So, keep this in mind tonight when he comes out, because I'm going to be curious as to how close WWE is going to be to getting this music, this style of music, because we know it's not going to be this song, clearly. And the reason behind this is because they're usually fair about their music. And what I mean by that is, if you look at recently, Rich Swann had his debut. And like I said before, that All Night Long song, All Night Long, All Night, he can't have that, but they gave him a song that sort of sounds like that, you know? So,
yeah, and even the crowd was chanting all night long.
Exactly. So I'm hoping that with Nakamura, that's the situation that we're looking at. We're looking at a case here where he's going to be a lot like we remember him being. They've done good by AJ Styles. They've done good by Sami Zayn, even though they took the El Generico gimmick. They did great with people like Daniel Bryan, Rollins, all of these indie people. And I think that it's going to be all right for Nakamura. I don't think WWE is what they used to be anymore. Like, remember when we were joking on here and we were saying that we hope Samoa Joe doesn't debut as Hawaiian Harry?
Right.
You know, it didn't happen.
How could I forget that?
It didn't happen. They came to their senses. It's been all right. You know, so I'm hoping that the Nakamura that we get is the yow Nakamura. You know, that Arches is back.
Me too. Yes!
You know, the Bombay kick, the whole thing, Strong Style, the King of Strong Style. And I think that's
King of Strong Style.
Yeah, and I'm right here with you, Jen, where I think it's the most anticipated match. Like, all night, all I've been thinking about is this, because it's one of my absolute favorite wrestlers. And I really think that this is a big deal as far as WWE goes. To have a guy like Round now, it's incredible. So
that's, people should be hyped for this match.
Oh, yeah. People should stay hyped for this match.
His shirt is badass, by the way. His new NXT shirt.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Got to get all of his gear. Go to that shop. I raid it.
I bought the American Alpha shirt this morning.
Oh, I'm going to be cheering loud for them. Oh, man.
Isn't it so weird to already know who the greatest tag team in the whole fucking world is going to be?
Who?
You know who. What do you mean?
Oh, because it sure as hell ain't no American Alpha.
It's Gable and Jordan. Are you kidding me?
Yes, American Alpha. It is not the Revival or whatever the hell they're calling them now. They are a freaking joke.
Dawson.
The greatest tag team in the world is the Motor City Machine Guns. Thank you very much.
No way.
No. For me personally, if we're talking outside of, I said future, meaning they're not great yet,
future.
But they will be great. If we're talking the current greatest tag team of all time, it's Red Dragon easily, hands down. The Bucks would be underneath Dragon for me. But, eventually these guys are going to be a big deal.
Hell yes. Speaking of Red Dragon, they really need to stop calling Heath Slater that because that keeps pissing me off.
Yeah. And shout out to Pastor Sedell, you just joined us in the chat, my good friend over there, Pastor. Glad you're here, dude. But yeah, I think that it's going to be really good to have a team like that around. I follow Jason Jordan ever since he was in FCW, and when they brought him in NXT and paired him with Ty Dillinger, and I've always thought the guy was great, and they kept him around for a reason. The guy's been around for the better of a decade. Like, he was doing that gimmick back when Roman Reigns was still Aki. So when you really look at it that way, he's been patient as hell. Most people would have left by now and gone to do something else.
Yeah.
The guy deserves it, and he's a great athlete. I love his suplexes. I love his spots. He had a match recently on the last, I don't know if you guys saw the last NXT on Wednesday, but yeah, there was some really impressive stuff. There was American Alpha against Corey Hollis and John Skyler, and it was just a really good match. Jordan and Hollis started it off. Like, Jordan lifted Hollis like a small baby over to the corner and then gave Gable the tag. And that's one of the things I like about these guys, their power, their speed, it's everything. They're the full package. Gable then proceeded to do his chain wrestling and his wrist locks and his somersaults and his transitions. You know the way he gets. It was ridiculous. And then he does the same thing to Skyler because Skyler gets tagged in and he just looks really good in the ring. Gable had this really good looking overhead belly to belly.
That was really good.
Yeah. Really solid stuff. Jordan suplexes.
My favorite part of the match though was Jordan's facial expressions while Gable was mat wrestling him and twisting his arm.
Yeah. I like that he's down with it now. Like, remember in the beginning when he hated him?
Yep.
I like how the gimmick developed. See what I mean? WWE tries to do things like that. Like, that's sort of what they were trying to get with the R-Truth and Booker T thing. They were trying to get this thing where they didn't like each other in the beginning, but eventually they're going to click and be awesome. But you can't just fake chemistry. These guys actually went through that. Anyone that's watched Breaking Ground, you've seen that experience. They're just like the on-air characters. They were reluctantly put together, and they wound up getting each other over, and they both really do well for each other. They complement each other extremely well.
Yeah.
Really exciting. It all looked really good. Long story short, in that match, American Alpha won over with that double team suplex into the bridge that they like to do. They need to start naming that thing because they can't just keep calling it a suplex into the bridge. It's like, these are going to be your future tag team champions tonight. So why are we?
Yeah, give it a good badass, you know, name or something. Not some weak ass, you know, name.
Yeah.
I think Gable needs to develop a submission move.
I don't know what kind of a submission move would he do. I mean, I guess he could do anything considering the amount of wrestling that the guy has in him, right?
Yeah,
that's true.
I mean, he's an Olympic wrestler. Of course, he's going to know some submission holds.
Yeah,
you know, he's always working on a specific body part. Put it to use, could put a submission move on. But I think that would put them. That would like throw him over the top.
Yeah. Oh yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah. Well, I think this is one of those things that it's just going to sort of write itself. One thing that we've learned from people like Daniel Bryan and Seth Rollins is that it doesn't really matter if you push them or not. You can't ignore good wrestlers. It's impossible. Like, the crowd won't forgive you for that. This isn't the old crowd that used to have Batista as champion back in his first run. And I remember feeling out of touch with the WWE universe because, you know, I feel back then the regular fans weren't as intelligent towards, and I don't mean this in a mean way, but they weren't as smart towards the indie stuff that was going on, or what really makes a good wrestler, what the qualities of a good wrestler versus a bad wrestler. To them, it just looked like people fighting, and they just saw it as a blur of action. And it was only really fans like us, I think, that we really started looking at moves and spots and things we like about the way people sell and shit, and really started to enjoy it that way. And I think a lot more regular fans, a lot more pure WWE fans, I'd rather say, see that shit now. And that's the reason why Batista the second time, even though he was actually better than the first time, they just weren't going to even have it. It was like, no, we know what good wrestling is now. Sorry. You showed us the Shield and Daniel Bryan and all these, there's no way we're going back to that. So it's one of those things, you know?
Well, and his first mistake was wearing the skinny jeans and then like ripping the skinny jeans. So that, I think the crowd never forgave him for that.
Jen keeps reminding me that they ripped.
Coming out in all blue.
Fucking yeah, but blue T-shirt.
You split your pants on Monday Night Raw.
Dude, I laughed for about a good 6 minutes. I couldn't even look at him like after that. I just kept laughing and laughing and laughing. It was
walk
terrible.
A mile inside these skinny jeans now. Dun, 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 dun.
I walk the city block inside these shitty jeans.
That's what makes him the toughest. Not his muscles, not his role in Guardians, but the fact that he can tolerate those jeans, right? That is a warrior right there.
Yeah, right.
He's a man's man. But yeah, I agree with you guys. I know Jason Burke, shout out, he's going to be with us later in the week, or in the weekend rather. I know he's a big fan of the other guys that I dare not mention because I know you guys hate them. You go rabbit thinking about the revival. We go.
Don't even get me started.
Okay, they're not that bad.
Yeah, okay, the fact that they keep saying that, like, oh yeah, they're like a throwback to like how tag teams used to be and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
yeah.
Dude, what now?
You know, Jen, I think that's exactly what happened. I think just like with the Ascension, it's not that these are bad guys. Even though with the Ascension, I'm going to say, in my opinion, I think they are bad. But I think just like with the Ascension, I think that these guys particularly got that thing where it's like, hey, we're old school. We're going to, and they start pushing them as old school. And of course, fans that like old school fans are going to be like, the hell do you mean these guys are old school? And then your natural knee jerk reaction is going to be screw those guys. So.
Exactly. Like even when they started calling them the Revival instead of Dash and Dawson, I was like, oh hell no, I am not calling them the fucking Revival. They are still Dash and Dawson. Mr. Yeah. We go hard all day, all night, or whatever. So
my problem with them is
that okay, so who's worse? Them or Hype Bros?
Well, the Hype Bros are really bad. That's not fair. But listen, my problem with the Revival is I don't know what they're doing. Like, what's old school about them? Like, I looked today really carefully. I actually went and rewatched NXT just before we went on here, and I looked again. I don't see anything old school. What the hell's old school? That they're bald?
The members only look. Jackets.
That they're bald and have towels? That their wrestling trunks are black? Or... Their music damn sure isn't old school. So what are they talking about?
Hell no, not ooh.
It's weird, right?
JBL throwback? I don't know.
Oh, shit. He fucking compares everybody to who, Rick?
Jesus. It's a mess. It's a mess. Look, we're gonna going back to the Nakamura match, I didn't play the Sami Zayn drop for you guys that I wanted to play because he had words after the whole Nakamura hype. And I know there are Sami Zayn marks like myself out there, Ring of Honor people. Holla holla. You're not gonna know some Ring of Honor, are you guys? Somebody should have hollered. Anyway.
We got a Sami Zayn mark right in the chat room.
Obviously, if you turn on your television, you see what's going on. I finally got an opportunity to get my hands on Kevin Owens, and it feels great. But I'm not losing sight of how important this match is with Nakamura. You know, I'm a multitasker. I can do two things at once. And these are two pretty big things. This Nakamura opportunity is huge, especially for him. And I realize that, and I realize that this might very well be the biggest match of his career because he's gunning to try to make a big first impression here in NXT. And I know a thing or two about that. I think anyone coming in with any kind of background, it's so important to make a big first impression. I did it with Cesaro 3 years ago. And if I had, failed to make that first impression 3 years ago, I probably wouldn't be sitting in this chair now. But here we are. And now, you know, I've heard a lot of references to me being the heart and soul of NXT. And I'm flattered by that. And I don't know if it's entirely true, but I do take a lot of pride in the fact that I do have a legacy here in NXT. You know, I feel like I've been a big part of the building blocks of NXT. But now I'm not going to let Nakamura come in here and make his name and his legacy at my expense. This is the absolute biggest show in NXT history on what might be the biggest weekend in WWE history. And this is truthfully a once in a lifetime match. I mean, I might face Nakamura again down the road, but you only get one chance at a first impression in Dallas on WrestleMania weekend. That only happens once. So Nakamura, I know exactly how gifted he is. I know how great he is, but let's see if he's got what it takes to step up to the plate when the pressure's on.
Shinsuke Nakamura has a big challenge.
Listen, yeah. So I know this is a Nakamura day, you could basically say, because it's a debut match and everything, but I really got to say, when it comes to Sami Zayn, do you guys remember when he was El Generico and everyone was worried about when he comes to NXT if WWE takes the mask off of him and just makes him like a regular character, what it would be like, and he would ruin the person and everything. Look at how good he turned out. His promos are solid. His character's actually better than the El Generico thing, as funny as that was. What do you guys think?
I agree. I mean, he's definitely stepped it up. He made Sami Zayn, he made that just a completely separate character, even though they're always referencing back to, you know, his old school, his El Generico days when he fought Kevin Owens throughout, you know.
Yeah. And they still kept that history between the two of them. They used to be a tag team, best friends that turned enemies, and they did it twice because they got to do it here again, minus the tag team part.
Yeah.
But they're right where they need to be, and that's the reason why I think Nakamura is going to be okay getting back to that, because WWE loses their way sometimes, and sometimes they may even send Eva Marie out to do a run-in. But they know the fundamentals of what makes things work. Like, they're not going to completely shit on the product. They have been doing this for 32 years, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So,
yeah.
What else was on this card? Cause I know you guys are excited about it. Go ahead, Rage.
No, I'm just saying, this is probably one of the few times that I get to watch Nakamura. Last time I watched him was, what was it, Wrestle Kingdom 10, I think, with AJ. And, that's when I really started to try to get to know who this guy is. And it's just a good opportunity to get to see this guy on American soil on a stage like this. I'm excited for this. I really am.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's
going to be a blast. It's going to be a blast. I just don't want them to dry out the well. You know what I mean? Like, I don't suddenly want to see, like, Okada come in and do a run and then attack Nakamura or some weird shit, or the two of them be together because they're both Chaos members, which would be, and then before you know it, we start seeing, Tanahashi, and then we see Ghetto, and then we see Shibata. And that's the only thing I don't want. Because I do enjoy New Japan. Like, I'd like them to still exist, WWE. And then, like, I lived through the ECW era. I know what you bastards do. You know, so I just don't want it to
be slow. They're still cutthroat.
It starts that way. Exactly. Rage knows that they're still cutthroat. It'll start with one person. Like, oh, look, they got Nakamura. Then it's like, oh, look at that. There's a lot of Japanese guys there. And after a while.
It started with Kenta.
Yeah, it really did. It really did with good old Hideo Itami.
Yeah, who was at Access, by the way.
Nice. Very cool.
Is he ever going to wrestle again?
I don't know. Shoot, whenever they the last thing that they had that they showed him on TV, he looked so, like, man. I kind of felt sorry for him.
He looked pissed.
Exactly. I was like, you.
He didn't want to sit there.
At WrestleMania week? Imagine
that. Another takeover, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be benched on WrestleMania week.
Hell no. That's like being benched for the World Series, being benched to Super Bowl.
I could totally relate with the guy. I would throw a tantrum if I was benched from this marathon, let alone from fucking WrestleMania. Can you imagine how it feels? There's probably an emotion going through that guy that we can't even comprehend. To not be able to be that close to Mania and not be able to do it. Like, fucking, I didn't. I felt that way about Neville.
Yeah, I can only imagine what Neville's
like. Damn it! Yeah. Damn it! If only I didn't come to this Raw.
Neville, oh, wait, that's was stage. In the match. He already had his match.
Yeah. Now that right match.
That stage for Mania looks rather small.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested to see how it's going to look like once it's all put together and shit. Where they're going to put?
Yeah.
Because it's like there is nothing. The fact that they even got that cell in there is amazing.
It's first started talking about, you know, I was like, shit, where the fuck they're gonna put the damn cell at? Because there's that big ass screen in Jerry's house, and I was thinking, shit, where the hell are they gonna fucking hang this damn thing? But they made it work. So I was like, okay,
that's like 90 feet above the field. So hanging a 15-foot cage is nothing.
And then when I look on SmackDown and I see the cell, I'm like, geez, it looks small in there.
The cameras could be fooling you. I haven't seen it myself yet, though. It has to be the wide shots. That's the only thing that makes any sense.
Yeah, it could be because of the wide shot. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a testament to their work.
Yeah, it damn sure is. Yeah, it's really exciting to know that we're just hours away from this. And
I know
the other match, which is interesting because I remember seeing this guy in the indies and thinking, oh my God, they're totally going to put you in WWE the moment somebody spots you. And that was UHA Nation. Yes, Mr. UHA Nation, a.k.a. now Apollo Crews is here, which is crazy. Yeah. I still can't believe it. The first time I watched him, though, was in Evolve, and it was when, ironically, I believe, well, one of the first times, AJ Styles gave Roderick Strong that Styles Clash where Roderick tucked his head, and the Styles Clash from Hell, and it put him out of commission.
Yeah.
And when that happened, he was supposed to be main eventing a lot of those Evolve pay-per-views at the time, and they put Apollo Crews in a few of them. And I think that gave him exposure and showcased him to a lot more people that follow the indies and stuff. And when I started seeing him do like those standing moonsaults and shit, it was like, dude, when WWE sees this guy, they're going to take him right away. And they almost took him immediately. I felt that way about Kalisto also. And that's another guy that I'm glad has made his way from NXT up to the top. We have Apollo Crews versus everyone's favorite, Elias Samson, the Drifter.
Drift away.
Drift away. I agree.
Like Dobie Gray sang. Drift away.
Yeah, right? Like, why is that? The weird thing is, on Wednesday, Apollo Crews had a match against Alex Riley, and it was basically a squash match. Like, at the end, Crews went over with that toss power bomb that he does. And then Drifter comes out singing a song. Like, if you can't boo him enough, I didn't realize that the entrance music he has is actually sung by him. Because he
comes out.
It is, because check this out.
I didn't even fucking know that.
You know
shit.
How I realize? I could be wrong. I didn't read this anywhere. But listen to this, because this is him coming out singing a song. Doesn't he sound like the guy in the entrance? I guess he really is the singer. What?
Stay young. Pass to avoid the harm. Business of time. It's all for night. Confidence created will rattle and fall. A one-man nation, time to lose it all. Goodbye, hello, my plan. What it needs is what I am.
Well, there he is again. A little bit awkward that he's singing at Apollo Crews, and Apollo Crews just looking at him like, what?
You know, yeah, what I was thinking, like? Stop being creepy.
I agree with Zaniac in the chat. It's such a bad gimmick, like. What is he doing? And he's going to start hitting people with that damn guitar, too, and then I'm going to be fully invested in hating his guts.
Yep.
Every time I see it, I'm like, wait a minute now, you're going to clobber somebody with that shit, and I'm going to fully, your transformation into a total douche is going to be complete, and I'll never be able to pop for you, man. As soon as you hit somebody, bad enough you sing to them with it.
It sounds like he's trying to pull off like Johnny Cash or some shit like that. He's just trying too hard.
Surfer, what's up? I see you've joined us.
Way too fucking.
Good evening.
Glad you can make it, buddy.
Hey, Surfer.
Hey, Jen, you having a good time?
Oh, hell yes. I'm having a blast.
I can see. Cool. Yeah,
saw the pictures and the blackmail picture that was taken of me with the TNA belt.
Yeah, you had a TNA belt. You had an Ascension member around you. Like, I don't know what was going on. That was really
it was like
weird.
A badass trip.
Man, Jen is just living like every wrestling fan's dream right now. Like the fact that she's going to TakeOver tonight, she's going to Mania. I'm assuming you're going to Raw.
You should have taken Ascension. You should have taken the two Ascension guys and the TNA belt and went to invade GFW together.
Oh my God, dude, that fucking thing was heavy. It was heavier than the heavyweight title belt because there was this guy that was carrying them around. And he was like, yeah, this TNA belt's heavier. And he's like, here. And that's when I picked it up and I was like, holy shit.
It is heavy.
It's heavy.
Yeah, so I hope Apollo Crews squashes that guy. I really hope
I do too. There will be no creepy singing. Because if there is, I will lead the Drift Away chant.
You're going to an NXT takeover. I'm pretty sure not only will there be creepy singing, he's probably going to have some sort of an elaborate drifter entrance of some sort. Maybe there'll be a lot of drifters, all with guitars, coming down together.
Oh, Lord, like a chorus line of drifters.
Mm-hmm. Like when John Cena came out to like 100 John Cenas.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I remember. Oh yeah.
How big is the place you're going to?
I've never been to the actual arena at the Kay Bailey Hutchison Center, but it's where I went to Comic-Con 2 years ago. So it's actually a pretty big venue. I think there's like 3 levels to it. There's a parking garage. There's like literally like on the ground. There's a parking garage, then like you take the elevator up.
Hmm. Well,
so this is a pretty big venue.
You're leaving really early too, right? Because the event isn't for another 2.5 hours.
Well, I got a call from Ticketmaster, believe it or not, and they were like, we'll be opening our doors at 7 o'clock, and the show will be starting at 8:30, so please get there early. And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I could hear that you guys are speeding to that thing, huh?
Like, okay.
I could hear the revving. They're on a mission. But, yeah, I hope Paolo squashes him. And the other match.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So mean.
Yeah. And the other match I wanted to talk to you guys about was the Austin Aries and Baron Corbin match that we have going on.
God, I'm so excited for this.
Austin
just
Aries.
To see
Austin
Aries.
Me too, man. I thought the whole Corbin's promo, like on NXT, where he was
Don't spoil it. Don't spoil it. You know what? We're going to do it. We're going to do it right now. Listen to Corbin's promo, guys.
Austin Aries has not stepped foot since I punked him out a few weeks ago. He did some interview talking a big game, but for a little man, safely 3,000 miles away, he knows the truth. He knows that what happened to him last time is just going to happen. I flattened it. And at TakeOver Dallas, Aries, you are going to lose. And then you can go back to wowing your crowds of 50 with your fighting spirit, and I'll continue to be the hottest star in the hottest company in the world, NXT. Austin, don't worry. There's no shame in getting beaten by a bigger and better man. Besides, after I end your career in an arena, you can take one of those pictures of me standing over you and sit next to Virgil at one of those conventions and just beg for people to remember that you used to be someone. Aries, the end of days is coming for those few that still love you. You can tell them the story that not just anybody, but the lone wolf, Baron Corbin.
Now listen.
So clearly he took a shot at Virgil.
I mean, he said the guy's name.
He said
that was like, dude.
And he took a shot at TNA.
Yeah, he's all over the place. This guy's epic. It's funny because just before I came on here with you guys, I saw a link that said something about Virgil responds to him, but I didn't get to click. I was like, shit, I have to go on the air. But if anyone knows in the chat, let me know what he said, because I'm wondering how Virgil felt about that situation.
Yes, please do, so we can talk about it either Sunday or Monday.
Yeah, exactly.
Or tomorrow.
I would love to see what his response.
Whenever.
He's trying to sound like Roman Reigns a little bit. You can tell.
That's probably not a good idea.
He sounds nothing like Roman Reigns.
Out of all the things that he could take.
He's just trying to sound damn badass. Shut up, Rage. Don't make me slap you.
He does. He so does.
No, he does not. Stop it.
He better adopt another part of Roman Reigns, not his voice.
All right. Well, Virgil put on Twitter, staying relevant and getting that hashtag fuck money 30 years later. Love it when I love my meat sauce.
The hell does that even mean?
What? How does that even mean?
Was that English?
What?
Is that even English?
That's fucking Virgilese.
Staying relevant by trying to make people believe you're relevant?
Yeah. I just posted it in the chat room. That was his tweet.
Just for that, I'm going to bump up that second serving that we did that was all about him.
Oh my god, was that epic.
That shit was
Oh man, some of the responses are hilarious.
Like I said, please do. That shit was so funny.
Yeah, we're going to bump it up. Check the Talk Brunch Facebook page later. We're going to do a throwback and have the fucking Virgil thing back up there again. He wants to talk shit about Baron Corbin, who I love. See how easy I am to jump. See how quickly I'm able to jump sides just like a wrestler.
Oh my god.
The responses to his tweet were even funnier.
What were some of the responses?
The first response was, I don't think a $10 Polaroid counts as fuck money.
Oh,
Apparently, Baron Corbin must have got conned out of a tenner just like I did.
What the hell?
Oh, my God.
How much hashtag fuck money did you pay that jobber for advertising? Poor Virgil, you're the punchline and the joke of life.
Wow.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my God.
That went for... Oh, my God.
Virgil, you're just there to keep the seats warm in between actual legend sessions.
Holy balls.
Money went a long way for a joke, don't you think?
Oh, shit.
That is nuts.
No, people are mean. No, people are so fucking mean.
Well, you know what? Virgil keeps putting himself in these positions, though.
Absolutely.
He's kind of putting his foot in his mouth, so yeah.
How the hell? He should be honored that he was in a promo leading to NXT TakeOver.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Chances of Virgil getting in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think that's going to happen.
Selling autographs or a seat warming?
It's not impossible for him to get in one day.
Seat warming.
Can you imagine the booze, though? Can you imagine the amount of, like, booze that would come his way if he was in the Hall of Fame?
Virgil, where's your GoFundMe page?
Wouldn't he wrestle, like, 4 matches in his career? He's not getting in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, no. Hell no.
There were a lot of stories about him being an asshole. And, I mean, we read his stuff. He seems to be one. It seems to be confirmed, right?
Yeah.
And this guy charges $20 for a photo. If, like, 7 people ask for a photo, he'll charge them $20 each.
He looks like the kind of guy where, like, if you saw him with his dick out on the L train, it wouldn't surprise you, you know?
Exactly.
I'm so glad I was taking a drink. I spit on myself.
Y'all don't have to be this rough on the man. He already.
Oh, man, fuck Virgil.
he's already down now. We don't have to kick him while he's down.
Well, then he should stop putting himself out there, Surfer. Why is he always on social media?
With the hashtag funny, you know, sauce, whatever the fuck.
There was that time he was messing with Sasha Banks. That wasn't cool at all.
Yeah.
Who the fuck does he think he is asking people for money like a... Oh, my God.
Yeah, don't even get me started on that shit.
Gotta eat.
Yeah. Let's not talk about Virgil anymore. It's WrestleMania weekend. It should be a happy time.
If he wants to eat, he should go push carts at fucking Home Depot.
Like, this ninja can't get a job.
Oh, boy.
I see you've trained Rage well, Rick.
Yeah.
Like, it's money for that chicken spray, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, he likes to live it up. He goes for the roast beef spread.
The roast beef spread with the ham.
I'm not having any of those, man. I would have either one of those before Gen Sushi, though. I'll tell you that much. I thought about it long and hard. I even watched the sushi thing again to make sure that I was committed to this. Shit. I would eat all of the spreads before that sushi that you had.
I died laughing, Jen, when I was watching that.
I felt so bad hearing my audio.
It was still getting views and shit, like...
Yeah, I felt so bad hearing our audio. We were, like, encouraging her to eat it, but then it doesn't really seem anything like... Like, when I'm looking at it, it doesn't look anything like sushi. So I'm like, oh, man, we're encouraging her to eat this colorful-looking stuff.
I told you. It looked like that was pico on the top of it. She got it at a Mexican sushi place.
Red stuff was. Swear to God. It didn't taste like no fucking pico. I don't know what the hell it was.
I keep saying she was eating Glenn's skull. She really was. Anyway, so Bayley versus Asuka. Bayley versus Kana. What do you guys think?
This is the match I want to see most.
Yes. Besides the knock.
No, I think this is the match I'm looking forward to the most. I mean, my boy's American Alpha. I love him, but this match is the one that has the capability of blowing the roof off of him.
I agree with that. Amen. For sure.
I agree. This is like in terms of women's wrestling, this is probably the most excited I've ever been for a women's match in a long time. And like I love Bayley And just this, oh my gosh, I can't wait for this. I really cannot wait for this.
And when Asuka gives you that freaking smile out of the corner of her eyes, ah, you know death is coming.
She's such an intriguing character to just watch in the ring, right? Like, I can't, like, she really is a captivating person. Like, I can't take my eyes off of her when she's wrestling. Like, every
moment
and everything, some incredible. Really,
there's something about her where she just, like, exactly, like, you're just, like, drawn to her.
Yeah.
Just drawn to that character.
Yeah,
she,
something else, man.
She defines what women's wrestling is, in my opinion.
Absolutely, absolutely. She does a great job. And Bailey's no slouch either. And you know what? That feud that Asuka had with Emma actually made Emma look like more of a badass. Because Emma was out there really giving some heavy offense. Like, the two of them were killing each other out there. And she needed that to get away from that ridiculous gimmick they had her before with, where I didn't know what was going on. There was a part of me that thought that it wasn't a gimmick. I was like, is she partially slow in some way? And they just decided we're going to let her wrestle? Like, what is going on here? Like, this.
And now Emma really has Asuka to thank, because that feud was supposed to be Dana Brooks, not Emma. And because she injured Brooks, Emma stepped up.
Yeah, and it's really good, because they weren't going to let her get away with anything after that robbery thing, right? Did you guys see when they gave her that jab on the Edge and Christian show?
No, I haven't watched any of that yet.
Yeah, they did an Edge and Christian, because Pri and I talked about on here how we had, there's a YouTube channel called Cooking with Tennille, and it's unrelated to WWE, but it's Emma's personal channel where she's cooking. It's almost like an Emma Lagasse type thing. And
Emma Lagasse?
Whatever his
name is. Emma Lagasse.
Emma Lagasse.
What was his name again?
Emerald.
Emerald Lagasse. Emerald. You called him Emerald? Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
Whatever, but there was a cooking show like that, so they brought it onto the Edge and Christian show, and it was just like a parody thing where she was just putting all these different things in, like really weird things into this cake, and then it came out like awesome and everything. And at the end, they were like, "You know what that means? It means that she's gonna steal the recipe." And then Edge was like, "I heard that about her." Yeah, right. They're not gonna let it go. Not gonna let it go. And I think it's gonna be really good. I think it's about time that Bailey loses that title and they start marketing those Bailey wristbands and shit to the main roster.
This is the one match that I would have the hardest time picking who's gonna win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too. I feel so torn because I love Bailey, but damn it, Asuka's gonna kill her.
Asuka's gonna kill you.
Right.
I'm disappointed that we honestly. I'm disappointed we didn't get really like an Asuka Sasha Banks match. Hopefully, I mean, if they plan on calling Asuka up, we'll get that. But
that would.
I think Asuka will be up by the end of the year.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you still got 8 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Actually, 9. It's only April 1st, so you still have this entire month.
Excuse me. Hate to interrupt, but I must go so I can get ready for 8 o'clock.
Yeah, coming up next. Sir, immediately,
I'm going to hit you up on that.
Yeah, I think I'll jump into it for a little bit. Immediately following this pre-show is the Surfers Spring Funtime show, where a bunch of crazy stuff is going to happen.
And tell us how things are from the stadium.
Yeah, exactly. Call in over there and give us a little bit of...
Oh, I will, man. I'll be sure to have my little emergency charger with me and my headphones. Yeah, I'm
See, this I is why Jen could get Snapchat. This is exactly why.
I do have a Snapchat. I send mostly weird-ass, funny head videos from work that Jason loves.
Yeah, Jason and her and all of the Talk Brunch gang play around on Snapchat all the time. You've been missing out, Rage.
Jeez, can I get in on this? Maybe later?
Maybe later. We're busy right now. We're doing a damn pre-show here.
Yeah, later. Right.
We'll hook up later.
This segment was brought to you by Snapchat. Download it now at the Market Store or your local iPhone app.
Everybody in a little bit.
All right. Talk to you soon, Trevor.
Talk to you in a little bit.
All right. So,
we on the last match now?
We're on the last match, which would be Finn Balor against Samoa Joe. And, that's definitely going to be an interesting match. I have a Balor drop here, so we can hear a little bit.
Listen, I've heard everything that Samoa Joe has had to say. Samoa Joe feels like he is bigger than NXT. He's become obsessed with winning the NXT championship. He's become obsessed with beating Finn Balor. But what Joe doesn't realize is he's obsessed with all the wrong things. You see, me, I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with being the absolute best. My obsession is what brought me here to NXT. My obsession is why I beat Kevin Owens and won the NXT Championship in Tokyo. My obsession is why I survived the challenge of Joe and beat him at TakeOver London. And my obsession with being the absolute best is why I will beat Joe again at TakeOver Dallas and walk out NXT champion.
Good promo.
Two more days, Joe.
Yes, I love this video package that they had for this.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, this
did you see the freaking brawl they were in the other night?
Yeah. They're really adding, it's becoming a blood feud, as they used to call it back in the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, that's what we need. Main roster, look at this storyline. These guys, Joe came in, they tagged up, they won the Dusty Royal battle, you know, tag team battles. Mm-hmm. What tournament? Mm-hmm. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
And then they're going at it. They went at it the last takeover, now they're going at it again. This is a good story.
Speaking of the Dusty Rhodes thing, I hear that they unveiled a statue or something.
Yes.
Yeah, they unveiled the statue yesterday, like right at the beginning of Access. And they had Goldust and Stardust come out there with their families, and they were getting really emotional talking about the statue, and that, you know, after they got done with the interviews and stuff, that people could get in the ring and like take pictures with the statue. And they said, don't be afraid to talk to it, because, you know, our dad was always a good listener, and that, you know, he will listen to your problems. And I almost teared up a little bit when they said that, and I was like, oh,
Jen got a little emotional.
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. that's a nice thing. Do you guys see what those bastard marks were doing all over the internet with the statue? Those memes that were, there was like a close up of the statue, and it said, why does WWE have a statue of Grado?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
What?
What
the fuck?
Yeah, it's been floating all over the internet. And
okay, seriously, whoever did that, you probably have a small penis and no girlfriend. So.
That's so fucked up. Why we gotta do that? Why? Why?
She gave them a small penis and nowhere to use it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
She condemned them.
Just go play pocket pool by yourself.
Look at that. She gave them a small penis, nowhere to use it, and ultimately left them playing with their balls.
Wow.
Savagery.
That is hardcore, savagery. Man. Holy crap. Mind is blown. See, now whoever did that is never going to put out another mean thing again on the internet.
If yeah, they hear that comment. Y'all better not be putting no mean shit on. Right. Yeah.
That's the problem with wrestling fans.
Couple of predictions. Mm-hmm. But let's first do predictions for the matches. Let's see, you know, if you want to do that. But who's getting called up off this card after Mania?
Who would be getting called up? Possibly Finn Balor, since we're hearing that there's going to be a Bullet Club thing going on. I don't know if anyone else is going to be called up. Maybe.
Rumors were they were working on Joe's creative for coming up after Mania as well.
Maybe Bayley. Well, they're not going to put Balor and Joe up. It can't be both.
Yeah, it's probably going to be Finn and Bayley.
I think Bayley loses and comes up as well. I hope they bring up a couple of tag teams. I'd love to see, even though they're not here, the Vaudevillains being brought up.
Ken, what about Enzo and Cass? Like, come on.
Cass
they've
has
been
a sprained MCL right now.
True, but come on. Isn't it time for them already?
Oh, I agree, but that's why I'm saying it's he's got a strained MCL, so they're not going to call him up at the moment.
Yeah. But yeah, exactly. I think the Vaudevillains should go too.
We haven't seen enough of them in NXT, though. I would like they can't. Everyone can go up. Not otherwise, we're going to wind up. This has happened a couple of times before. I remember when Big E went up. Back when Big E was, he was one of my favorite NXT World Champions ever. And I remember when they brought Big E up and did fuck all with him. I was thinking, man, it's like, how the hell are they going to recover without Big E? Because he was a big deal on that roster. Same thing with Rollins when they brought Rollins up. You don't want them to go through any more of those dry spells where they bring up a lot of people at once. And then you feel the hit from NXT. Because they brought up the Shield and the Wyatts and all of those other guys from NXT almost all at the same time. And then all the reasons why we were watching were gone. And we had to then they slowly had to build it up again.
No, I think they have enough, like, to if they pull two tag teams right now, I think the tag team division is deep enough to sustain it.
Right, of course.
You know, because, and then you also have, if you know, you bring up Joe, even if you, even Triple H said, I don't care if they come on the Raw with the belt. We've done it before. We've done it again, and we're going to keep doing it.
But that would be it. They would have to keep going back and forth. That's what I mean. Like, of course, it would work if they did it that way, but are they going to do it that way? Because there's going to be scheduling conflicts and things of that nature.
Yeah.
Different companies control different things right now. Different brands, NXT and Raw, are not one and the same. So you don't want this to become a tug of war between brands either.
No.
We're like, oh, they're up here, but now they're down there. They could frequent it every now and then, but I don't know. Once they're committed to that main roster, they're working a lot of dates, not counting NXT. That's why people are getting injured left and right. But real quick before we get out of here.
Gallows and Anderson are going to the main roster, right?
That's what the rumors are. I would say take everything with a grain of salt.
Yeah, that's what rumor is, yeah.
They control that company. They could change something at the last second if they need to. So, take everything with a grain of salt as far as that. But before we wrap up, because Surfer's going to be coming on here soon with the Spring Fun Show, what are the predictions that you guys have on this? I think we all pretty much – we didn't really do too much predictions because I think we're all on the same page as far as what's going to happen. But just for the record, what do you think as far as the card goes? I guess Austin Aries, Baron Corbin.
Aries.
Aries,
right?
Yeah.
Bayley against Asuka.
Asuka.
Yeah, which would be interesting because that's a title match.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Oh, Bayley.
I guess I'm going to go with Asuka as well. Finn Balor, Samoa Joe. I'm going with Samoa Joe.
Going with Joe.
I'm going with Joey Samoa.
Joey Samoa.
American Alpha. American Alpha against the Revival?
American Alpha.
The tag team titles are ready, willing, and able to change hands tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Anyone but Alpha.
Apollo Crews versus the Drifter.
I want to see the Drifter win just to piss Rick off.
The thing is the.
Please don't let that happen because I will never hear the end of it. So I say Crews.
Crews is definitely going to win. That's Triple H's boy. He's not going to lose a match to the Drifter, you know?
Yeah, it's bad enough he had a shitty match at Access yesterday, which I could hear him being creepy again singing. And I was like, jeez, I'm about to bash him in the head with that freaking guitar.
You don't want him to sing a song over a nice candlelit dinner, Jen?
No, because then I'd have to hit him in the head with the freaking guitar.
Don't knock the Wyatt family member in training.
Well, maybe it'll knock some sense. Listen to him if I do hit him.
Come on.
Listen.
See what I mean?
Can you imagine him playing his guitar behind the Wyatts when they were walking?
Oh my God.
That would
shit.
Be awesome. I don't know what. I think that would be awesome.
But you know what? Because it's WWE, just to troll us, instead of it being the way he's singing now, it'll be.
And you'd be like looking around like shit. I hear fucking banjos.
sorry. Give me a second. Tank, don't ever put Joe in with the other bunch of Samoans ever. Joe is a standalone.
Oh, what's so different
Samoan.
About them? What's so different about him? He's still a Samoan.
He's not The Rock's cousin yet.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
Yet. Oh my God.
Great point.
Oh boy. So,
do you guys think Corbin could possibly come up?
I hope not.
Maybe replace Luke Harper in that.
Oh, keep his ass down there.
No. Listen.
Why? Corbin's a good wrestler. I love Corbin.
Nah, I wasn't a fan of Corbin. I wasn't a fan of Corbin, Mojo, or Dempsey, or Callahan, or what did they call him in this? Solomon Crowe. And all of those are the guys, coincidentally, that were all basically in trouble.
Dude, you really got to stop hating on Mojo Rawley.
Dude, Mojo Rawley.
Gotta stop.
I heard him when we were standing in line for something. Oh, I could practically hear him echo everywhere going, hyped! And I'm like, Mojo, fucking decaf.
No, stay hype, dude. Stay hype.
No, I was like, you're too hype right now. You're way too hype.
That is for the 16 to 19 demographic right there.
Oh, there was a bunch of little whippersnappers.
The same Mojo marks are the same people in New York who would go skateboarding by the cube in the village.
Oh my God! What a
you know what I did at that cube, Rick? I would sit there and spin it, just push it around, and like people would watch us like spinning it around and around.
Jesus Christ! You see the same people who root for Mojo.
I don't root for Mojo.
No,
I just kept
people,
spinning it.
No, the people watching
people
it
look at me like in awe. Like, did you know it spun?
Like, whoa.
They stood hype.
You know what? You know why I hate him? I don't know if he still does it because I refuse to watch his matches. But wasn't his fucking finishing move just like sitting on your chest, like jumping on your chest?
It was. He took a lot of stuff from Warrior, and I think that's what bothers me about him. He had like the Warrior rope thing and everything else. Everything except the cool stuff, you know?
Call him Warrior 2, like Gallagher 2.
No. Why do you like this guy, Rage?
Because he's awesome. He's fucking awesome. Girls are awesome, man.
I'm gonna admit something to you, Rage. And listen,
there's nothing there cool.
I'm gonna admit something to you, Rage. Just because, yeah. Listen, 2K15. I downloaded Mojo Rawley just to beat him up. Like I used to job him. I used to put him. I made a superstars on Thursdays. I went on the calendar and made a superstars for every Thursday just so he'd be on there jobbing.
Damn, Rick.
Hatred runs deep.
That's the problem.
The dark side's coming out.
Rick, stop.
Come on.
Well, you know what? The virtual fans seem to enjoy. They like popping to people like Brock Lesnar coming down and Undertaker and Triple H and Stone Cold versus Mojo.
you guys are going to start respecting Warrior 2.
Never.
Warrior 2, my ass. There's a person I'm going to put him up against. I'm going to put a Mojo in this year just to fuck with Rage some more. If he's not already in there. He might already be in here, actually.
Good Lord.
I wouldn't know. I've never looked to select him. And no, we're not running late. We're going to just give Surfer a little time to get all his gears going. So you guys have an open forum. Talk about what you want.
Time for him to connect his DSL modem.
Boot up the 486. You have to boot up the old 486 and get past that Windows 3.1 screen.
It looks like he is in the game. Or people made him.
Watch. Watch y'all play 2K15 and make Mojo Rawley the WWE champion.
Yeah, then bring him in. Then bring him online and have him fight me. You know? Bring your Mojo Rawley online. I'll stream it.
I'd have to watch this so I can laugh my ass off.
Oh, yeah, I'll stream it. It'll be on demand forever.
Yes, please put it on stream.
Forever. You see the kind of crazy shit we stream on there. I got to get better at the UFC game, though, because, geez, Mick was rocking me in that. At the end, if anyone who watched to the end, like, I started winning.
You rocked pretty bad, and I was trying really hard not to laugh, so.
Go back. It's on the mat. Watch the end. I started winning. I swear. I'm not just saying that because we're live. Like, I started winning at the end. I got warmed
up. I'll have to get out then.
Believe me. I know what I'm doing in these games. No, I don't.
Question. In your opinion, like, in every Mania match in history, like, which match do you think, like, had the better build-up? Because I'm looking at one right now that I was infatuated with for the entire year, and that was Rock versus Cena until the match. The match is one thing. The match sucked, but the build-up behind it for that full year.
I thought that was overkill.
I don't think it was necessarily overkill. I don't think it was overkill because I think they had to keep you interested in that match for a full year.
Do you want to know what was ruined about it? They said a year in advance we'll be fighting for the title, so you knew that shit was going on one of them.
I agree with you on that.
If you would have left that out, and you know it so happened, you know I remember the Royal Rumble, The Rock like no. I ain't taking a belt like that. I'm going to beat him. No. Yeah,
and we're going to talk about that in the later shows because I've said it in previous shows. I'm going to say it in later shows in this weekend. I think that's where they're headed with Roman Reigns. I could be wrong, but it's just a hunch. They haven't told us The Rock's role in Mania yet. The only thing I could think of, and I think it would make a good story, is if after Roman Reigns wins and everyone's booing, Rock walks down the ramp and he does the same thing as last time. He raises his hand up. And everyone starts booing, and The Rock gives that confused look like, what? You know, you're all booing? And then it's all a swerve because The Rock bottoms him, and then they start a one-year program with him. Or at least maybe not one-year program, but from now to SummerSlam, Rock won't be there. Roman Reigns will have, like, a transitional feud, but they could do something like that, and then The Rock will be bringing it via satellite like last time, and then eventually show up in Mania. And then they don't have to turn Roman Reigns heel, because everyone's saying the only hope is to turn him heel, the only hope to turn him heel. No, not really, because it could be just like Rock and Cena, where it's just two dudes and the fans decide. And obviously, the more popular is going to be The Rock, but nonetheless, there'll be that dynamic there of back and forth. God willing, Roman Reigns can pull it off. That's the part that's scary about the entire thing, is that
You will be able to pull it off.
Well, you're a big Roman Reigns mark, so you believe that. I'm frightened as fuck.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Scott. I don't know.
I was going to say, The Rock and him in the same ring trying to cut a promo, The Rock is going to make him look like a freaking cowering kid in the corner with the promos.
Like a two-week rookie.
Not even. Like, Roman Reigns is going to want to grab an umbilical cord and go back up inside his mama. That's how he's going to feel.
Oh, good God.
Man, listen.
Well, like I said, that's just one prediction of a possibility for WrestleMania. And it's not because I think this is what should be done. It's not because I think that this is what I want or anything. It's just because it's the only solution I can see. At this point, aside from the night ending with everyone booing and having a riot and Roman Reigns holding up the title with that ridiculous look on his face, the only thing that I could think of would be that something happens that makes them pop at the end. And the only thing I could think of is... Well, no, not fucking CM Punk.
He is not coming back.
Yes, he is. Oh, my God. Now, that's... look, I'm going to spoil something. That's my bold prediction of the night.
How can you have the same bold prediction every night?
I'm expecting CM Punk and Stone Cold at Mania.
You always expect CM Punk. Every single week on SmackDown, he'll be like, I'm expecting CM Punk. We'll be watching Superstars, and he'll be like, I'm expecting CM Punk.
We'll all do like tribute shows because CM Punk died and Rage is like, he's not dead. He's coming back to Raw next week.
The other day I was like, holy crap, they gave Zack Ryder a new finisher, the Elbro. And he was like, I'm expecting CM Punk. I was like, the fuck are you talking about, Rage?
Come on. They set it up perfectly for CM Punk to come back tomorrow on Sunday. They set it up perfectly.
And then you think Dana White would be cool with that, right? Like just fuck UFC?
Shit, it ain't like he's going to fight anytime soon.
Dude just had neck surgery like 2 months ago. He's not wrestling or fighting.
Like you're training or
you
something?
Are going to you guys are going to praise Rage for this prediction. I guarantee it.
I'm gonna put CM Punk. I'm gonna put CM Punk and Mojo Riley in a handicap match against the Alpha American Alpha and Red Dragon. I'm gonna put those boys to the sword.
Oh my God.
Jordan Cobb is up in the chat room.
Holy crap. Well, yeah, he has a show.
Oh.
You know, they're trying to get all systems go over there, which I wish them the best of luck. I've been in that position before. It's a pain in the ass, you know?
Yeah.
Things just don't work. You're hitting buttons and stuff. You got to do like Marty McFly and just bang your head on the wheel, like at the end of the day, and then everything will just turn on, right? No?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
I've never seen Back to
it. No, Rage hasn't seen anything. He hasn't seen Back to the Future. He hasn't seen Ghostbusters. You're the most fascinating person on this network because you haven't seen shit that I couldn't wrap my brain around not having in my culture. Like, you haven't seen Ghostbusters or Back to the Future, dude. Like, I feel like one day we should bring him into a room with a big screen and just show him, like, all that shit, you know?
Dude, there's this girl at work. She's never seen The Goonies. She's never seen Gremlins. She's never seen Back to the Future.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you, once the feed catches up to the chat room, Zaniac is going to laugh because she knows exactly. We tease her about it like every day. For Christmas, like at Christmas time, I was in Best Buy and I saw a Blu-ray of three DVDs on one. Goonies, Gremlins, Gremlins 2. Fuck Gremlins 2, but I'm going to buy it because of the other two movies on Blu-ray. I gave her my DVD copies. See, she just said, bring Christina too. And I gave my DVD copies of these movies, and she still hasn't watched them.
You gotta watch them, man. Gotta watch these movies. I can't believe some. We should play what other kind of shit hasn't Rage seen, like things I take for granted. Have you seen the Conan movies, man, with Schwarzenegger back in the day?
No.
Wow. Terminator? Like Terminator 1? Terminator 1 and 2?
I've seen Terminator. I've seen all three of the Terminators. The other two doesn't count.
What about Alien and Aliens?
I've seen Aliens.
Predator?
And Alien. I haven't seen Predator.
Okay, you're almost a James Cameron guy. He's almost a James Cameron guy. We got to get him Predator. You seen True Lies?
Oh, you fucking love that movie.
Yeah. See, you're a James Cameron guy. I love James Cameron. That's one of his best movies.
Especially the strip scene with Jamie Lee Curtis. Oh, fucking awesome.
Yeah, you see? Yeah, see? So it's mixed. It's really mixed.
Dude,
he's
Big
there.
Boss Hog says his 13-year-old daughter's seen all of those movies, Rage. What are you waiting for?
Yeah, well, because his 13-year-old daughter probably has a great parent.
I'm waiting for Rick to give me the damn DVDs.
The DVDs?
I can't find them on
that's what it is. I just have a wall of DVDs.
Of course they're not going to be on freaking Netflix.
You know, anyone who has a 13-year-old kid that's seen that kind of stuff is doing the right thing.
Starface. If fucking Scarface is on Netflix, then there's no reason why they shouldn't.
Well, it depends on the contract with the movie theaters. Jordan says Serp is ready.
Oh, now he's ready. 11 minutes late.
No, he just said hang on, please, right after that.
Okay.
Tell you, yo, that dial-up modem's a bitch.
Don't worry, man. We got you covered here. We'll cover the airwaves.
He's trying to connect to the free Wi-Fi on the Megabus.
You know. Listen, you got two Talk Brunch members on the line. I assure you, we'll never run out of things to talk about, even if you were to leave us here like until Mania. We'll be fine. Just go do your thing, Surfer. Pull the string on the right side. And make sure that the flux capacitor is in the right way.
So why don't we all meet up for SummerSlam? Not for Extreme Rules, because I'm convinced now that nobody wants to come to my city since they're so scared of getting stabbed. But, like, can we all meet at SummerSlam or some shit like that?
I say, where is SummerSlam going to be?
The next few SummerSlams are in Barclays Center.
Really? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. They did say they were going to keep holding those there.
I'm gonna do it. Like, I went to Takeover last. I'm going to do SummerSlam this year. Probably going to do SummerSlam this year.
I say that's the plan, man. We'll
definitely... you got a job to hopefully, you know.
Because I don't want to go to
long enough to get the money to do it.
I can't stay long enough. Don't let these assholes tell you different.
Dude, I'm just saying, hopefully, dude, I work for Home Depot. This is another conversation, but I work for Home Depot. They'll fuck you over, man. Trust me.
Yeah, I can imagine. But yeah, we're coming to the end now. Apparently the man is ready, so...
Yes, time to ruin Surfer's show.
Yeah, last few minutes of the show. If you guys have any more NXT-related thoughts or opinions or anything, get them out now.
I'm just
ready.
It's
going to be an awesome show.
I'm ready.
Asuka's going to kill you. She's going to make Bayley deceased.
Are you guys, any of you here, more excited about this than Mania?
Oh, yeah. I'm more into this than Mania.
Jen's excited about everything that has a ring.
I'm only excited for Mania because I get to chill with the boys tomorrow. That's it. On Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I posted a picture on my Facebook page of me and Zaniac ready for WrestleMania and NXT. Go check it out. All fun.
Yeah, and continue to listen to this network. Follow all of the shows. Later this week, follow me. You know how to find all of us. Rick Darra here. Scott Kid Human here. Padawan Jen here. Rage. Surfer was here before. I think that was everyone, right?
Yep, and don't forget, tomorrow we're back at 4 p.m. for the post-show.
Yes, 4 p.m. is tomorrow, the post-show. We're going to discuss the aftermath of NXT, but there's a lot of other programming on here, so just keep checking in. Check the schedule. You should know this by now. Hell, message us directly if you can't find your way around. We might make fun of you a little bit, but we'll help you.
Yep, we'll get you the schedule if you need it. Well, ready?
Yeah, we're all good. On that note, we're out of here.
Good night, all. Talk to you later.